This Saturday night, Bedrock 66 features a musician who musicians know, but the general public may be a bit less familiar, Austin-based artist Alejandro Escovedo. The 63-year-old, who didn't even pick up a guitar until age 24, has ridden the musical waves from punk in the late 1970s to the country-sounding cowpunk, Americana, and straight-ahead rock. He says his diverse musical taste came from a large family.
I think it's a product of a very vast record collection, you know. I mean, when I grew up, it was the 50s. I was born in 51. I heard rock and roll very early on the radio. My parents loved it. My father loved country music, Mexican music, and rock and roll. My mother loved big band swing. My older brothers were Latin jazz percussionists. My older brother, Philip, was really into Cachao and Charlie Mingus and things like that. He was a bass player. So I got bombarded. Then I lived with my cousin, Dolores, who was an Elvis Presley fanatic. So all those 45, Chuck Berry, Big Bopper, you know, Elvis, early Everly's, all that I got from her. And I was just inundated with all this music from very early on. But it was always very different, you know. But it was always well appreciated in our home.
And that musical family includes a brother who played for Santana and his niece, former Prince percussionist Sheila E. While known for his rock sounds, Escovedo is performing as an acoustic duo with Chicago-based violinist Susan Velt.
Say goodbye to Hollywood Hills. There's not much here to keep us warm.
You know, we've done this tour before. We did it with, we went on a tour with Shelby Lynn. And it was a really wonderful tour. And Susan and I have been playing together for, it's been a long time. It's been in the 80s that we first met and started playing. We have a real, real strong connection musically. And so it makes for just really beautiful, wonderful dynamics and a sweet understanding of each other's playing, you know. We meld well together.
Velt has played with numerous artists herself, including John Mellencamp and Poi Dog Pondering. She and Escovedo do an acoustic take on his works and some covers here and there. While not a household name, Escovedo has lots of fans in the industry. That was apparent when a number of artists recorded a benefit tribute album more than a decade ago to help him pay his medical costs as he was critically ill with hepatitis C. Artists such as Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, John Cale, and Ian Hunter joined in. And it shows his music transcends genres. Escovedo's last three albums were produced by Tony Visconti, a name old David Bowie fans will recognize. Visconti was the producer of Diamond Dogs, Young Americans, and Heroes, among other Bowie records. On those albums, Escovedo put more of a gritty New York sound in his music. Escovedo has composed his recent albums with the help of Chuck Prophet, an artist who appeared at Bedrock a few years ago. One of the songs on his latest album, Sally Was a Cop, about problems south of the border.
Well, the backstory is really quite simple. It's just what we've seen as a result of the effects that the cartels have had on Mexico. And when Chuck and I went to Baja California to write, we were in Cabo, and there was a lot of militia-type vehicles about, a lot of kind of SWAT team-looking soldiers about, and it was because the cartel had set off a bomb in Cabo to scare off the tourists, I guess, you know, or make a statement of some sort. I used to be on top, now I just roll over. And so driving through Mexico, Chuck was really taken by all these images. And when we got back, we thought of a character who was a young girl who is part of her community, always loves her community, wants to thrive. And as a result of all the horrendous things that are happening around her, she's forced into the position of defending her community. And that's why she becomes Sally. And Sally was a cop is what we, you know, the result of those kind of images.
Looking ahead, Escovedo is working with REM's Peter Buck for his next musical release. And for Saturday Night Show, Escovedo touts his partner in that duo.
And I think if anyone has an interest in songwriting and stories and beautiful playing on the part of Susan Velez, please come and check it out. You'll be very pleased.
The Alejandro Escovedo Acoustic Duo, this Saturday night at Donnie's Homespun in the Vinegar Hill Complex in Springfield. Tickets at bedrock66.com. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Children forced to dig the graves of their